Look at the portrait in the first book in the case labeled Enter Cardinal Wolsey. This unpleasant-looking man, Thomas Wolsey, is among the best-known members of the king's court. He was the son of a butcher and innkeeper, received a degree from Oxford at age 15, and was ordained as a priest. Following a series of appointments, including as chaplain to the Archbishop of Canterbury, Wolsey was appointed chaplain to Henry VII in 1507. In addition to holding ecclesiastical positions, he served Henry VIII in a variety of administrative and diplomatic capacities, a combination of roles that was not uncommon at the time. The Pope appointed him cardinal in 1515, and Henry named him Lord Chancellor. Thus, Thomas Wolsey was not only a prince of the church, but he also held the highest secular position in the land, excepting only the king. His home, Hampton Court, was a royal palace in everything but name. Not surprisingly, Wolsey gained the enmity of many powerful men. It would be difficult to overstate the dislike, distrust, and even hate that Wolsey generated in his fellow countrymen, especially the powerful and well-born whose authority he frustrated and usurped. Much of this was, of course, simple envy. As Henry's former tutor, John Skelton, wrote, "Ye are so puffed with pride that no man may abide your high and lordly looks."